Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. Are we going to get tricked or are we going to get treated? That's the big question. And, of course, we really won't know all the answers until later in the week. But on the Monday night call, I did discuss a lot of this, and I want to share it with you. So let's go check it out, and here we go.
What's up? What's up? It is Monday. What is this? Is this Beggar's Night tonight, or is that tomorrow? I don't even know. I don't remember. Anyways, trick or treat, it's Halloween, and the market's got a little trick today, I guess Bloomberg came out with a story that these tax cuts are going to be whatever they're calling them, I don't know what they're calling them, but that they're going to be more spread out. And of course, the markets didn't like it at all. The Nasdaq, which was really wild today, was up big, down big, and then closed up on the day anyways. But the biggest punishment was done to the Russell, which makes sense because that is the index that is, again, that more represents America than anything else. It's basically small business. So, you know, that's the index that's been struggling the most recently. And of course, that goes to my claim that, you know, things aren't as good as everybody wants to make them out to be. But again, who am I? I'm just some guy on the street, right? Opinion about how much you make teaching options look like. Oh, how much fun. Thank you. I try to teach it so that it's understandable. I don't want to, I'm not here to show you what I know or how much I can tell you. I'm here to try to make sure that everybody understands it. That's always my kind of thing. It goes back to when I was coaching baseball. So, look, the markets are the markets, and I don't like them here, but I am long. I just think that, I believe that there's a big meltdown coming. But I can say this, at this time of year, it could be a challenge to expect a big correction between now and the end of the year. Now, it doesn't mean it won't happen. But typically, we now get into, the Santa Claus rally and all the other things. So, we haven't had that 1% move in, I think it's 140 some days, and a 3% move in like 200 and some days. And I thought we might have them this week, and we still might. But those are not really very big moves. Again, those aren't things to be concerned about. We won't be concerned, and there shouldn't be a problem until you start to see the markets change, which is what we want to get on board with, is the when the market starts to really correct. We don't want to be the first ones in the boat. We want to be the second ones in after the markets make the rebound rally after the dip buyers. Okay, that's what you're looking for. All right, that's what we're really looking for at the end of the day. All right, but again, the markets are the markets right now, and we're not going to tell them what to do, and we're not going to get in the way. I mean, I've lost plenty trying to get in the way. Just trust me when I tell you that it's not something you want to do. It's not a fun feeling. Trying to outguess the market. Just a reminder, I got two spots left for Vegas. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have everything's great. Everything's all set up now. So this will be it. The last two spots, if anybody wants them, let me know. And as we always start off, we have Connie's words of wisdom, which she so nicely sends me. Sometimes at the last minute, I have to fit them in, but no, they're always good. And she does a lot of work, finding the right types of quotes that we're looking for, and start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you'll find that you're doing the impossible. And of course, that's kind of how what we do is the learning process of everything we do is, kind of a step-by-step approach. So then things become clear as you look. I can look at one thing and say, this is going to happen, and you look at me like I'm nuts. And then of course it happens, not all the time, but it happens. But that's, these market moves, just like right now, I'm saying that I believe the markets are going to sell off. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but in my opinion, the markets are searching for a reason. They just don't have a reason. So without a reason, when you've been buoyed into one asset class, which is stocks, which takes me into my Bubba's bitch, which I bitched the whole night, but at least this one I actually get to declare. And it's really the central banking system. And, you know, I'm not a big fan, and I was not always against the Federal Reserve, but I've become more and more to believe that they are not very good for us, and they don't do a good job, and they've actually never been right on making a call on interest rates or anything. But, you know, now you've got the world central banks playing along, and, you know, it's like we take turns on who's going to manipulate their currency back and forth. And if you were watching on Thursday, you saw the euro currency fall about 2 cents. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but 2 cents is $2,500 a contract, you know, if you were long or short in the euro currency. And there's no reason for that. But that was all based on the central bank manipulation of what they wanted to have. And I've said this for weeks, right? I've said that the dollar has gotten a little bit too strong, and the euro's got a little bit too strong, and they're going to want to try to weaken that a little bit. And sure enough, boom, there it comes out. Mario Draghi and the ECB, they do their thing, and down it comes. Okay. What should you expect from the Fed, the new Fed? Well, look, it's going to be a dove. It's going to be what's the guy's name? I forgot. I have it in my presentation later, but it's not going to be Taylor, who it should be. It's not going to be Yellen. It's going to be the other guy. And it's not going to be Warsh. It's going to be the other guy. I can't remember his name, but I'll get to it. I do have it. All right. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump wants a dove. You know, he's a real estate guy. He understands what cheap money is all about. And, you know, he didn't want to rock the boat, you know, because that's what we've done here is we've pushed everybody into one asset class, which is the stock market. Powell, thank you. What was your logic to sell a call half a position on IDM? What was your logic to buy back? You mean, I think is what you mean, to buy back half the position. Okay. My logic was very simple. All right. Again, I'm not trying to play this for the home run down right now. So we had that jumbo on, and I was looking to buy back half the jumbo, the call side, because I assume there'll be a rally. So if I get out of one side at 50 cents and it goes back the other way, I get out of the other side at 50 cents, I can lock in $2-3. That's what I'm looking to do. Again, so if it comes down on me, I'm going to take it off. A little late, he's already in full bitch mode. That's me, baby. I'm in full bitch mode all the time. Do you think Yellen will be mad and trash the markets? No, I don't think Yellen. I don't think Yellen's going to do anything. I think Yellen's, you know, very happy with what she does and doesn't really care about much. You know, she's just happy to be, you know, doing her thing. So, you know, hey, all right, let's look at some stocks and some charts and see what's going on here. That's what's going on in the big world of the market. So the Dow itself, again, was down. But again, here we are. We're just flat top right now. We're totally up against the top end. No reason to believe we're going down. I mean, you know, if I want to say, oh, well, we're going down. Yeah, okay, we're going down. Look, I'm not a seller here. And if I'm not a seller, then that means that nobody should be selling yet. All right? Because believe me, I'm going to be, you know, I want to be early, but I won't be, but I want to be. It looks like here, you know, 23.2 looks like the spot that you could probably be a buyer. Now, again, I'm not advocating to be a buyer, but certainly those of you who want to, that would be the right spot to possibly step in. You know, you'll see this market come down. And if it comes on there, then you'll probably get a bounce. Because, again, the dip buyers are still out here in force. So let's not think that they're going to change all of a sudden. Now, the key that we're looking for, which I kind of say every week, but we're looking for a failure and then a rebound rally, but we need the rally to fail from a lower high, not from a higher high, which is unfortunately where we've gone. So we're not a seller. We're going to sit here and watch. But if you want to step in, I mean, again, there's certainly nothing wrong with it. I mean, I trade from the long side on a very short term if the pattern shows. So I have no problem with it. Okay.
And of course, that's what we're looking for. We have to be patient and wait. But this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, you can download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. You can also get the Sporting Edge there on the weekends. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for break, and we will be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, we're coming right back to you. Something to say. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz. It is Halloween, a trick or treat. And of course, those of you who know that I run a high school program, which I finance myself. And of course, eventually we need a little help. And so that's time is now. And if you haven't checked out my link at Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading, to see if you want to contribute, please do so. You can check out High School Investing at highschoolinvesting.com and then check out the link. But in the meantime, we're looking to continue to help educate our youth. And certainly if you want to help, I will be doing some special things for those who help me out. In the meantime, let's get back to Monday. This is, again, Halloween Tuesday, and let's see what's going on with what we think. And here you go.
The S&P, Sierra Papa X-Ray. And I will tell you that this will be not a sale either, and of course it's not. Now, again, you know, we could say, well, there's the lower high. Well, you know, again, we're at all-time highs. I'm going to say here that probably, you know, 2560, 2550, if you want to be a buyer. Again, I will state again that I will not be a buyer. Now here, this was the action that we were looking for, but see what happened is the high came and took out the old high. So then again, that changes everything. If this would have failed here and started to work lower, then maybe we'd have been on the way. But right now, again, if you're trying to sell this, what you're really doing is you're basically throwing your money in the garbage can and hoping that it comes back to you. All right. So 25, 50, 60, if you want to be a buyer. But to be a seller, I think that would be a mistake now for the moment. I'm still showing the X chart. No, I think I'm showing the SPX. I think. Are you guys not seeing SPX? Yeah. Okay. Disregard. Sorry. Okay. I'll disregard it. The NASDAQ there. Another new high. Where am I going? I told you this last week. Now, during the week last week, again, here was the setup that we're looking for. All right. And it looked like it was going to be awfully ugly. Of course, out came those earnings and propelled this market and took some of my cash away because I sold it in the aftermarket on Thursday. But this is what we're looking for. But again, the failure's got to come, like, let's say here. It didn't. It went right through it like a hot knife through butter. So here, now, if you're going to look here, I mean, 6650 is probably a place you can probably step in to the long side. You've got big earnings this week, Facebook, Apple, Baba. You know, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to be good. I mean, I will personally be short those for earnings only based on the movement they've made coming in. I think they're already assuming it based on last week's. But here, you know, 6650 would be a spot you'd be looking to be a buyer if that's the side you want to play. So it's either buy or watch. Those are your choices. Now, the Russell is a little bit different story. Right? The Russell has done almost what we wanted to do, but it really didn't have a big failure yet. Right? It's just been kind of ugly, slopping along, and then it makes a quick pop up, and then it slops along. But notice where it stopped today, still with inside this basic one big blow-off day. So here, you know, if you're dying for a short, you'd want to short this probably at about 15.10 or something like that. Now, again, I'm not advocating that either, but that would be this is the only shortable index at the moment. And this is known in some circles as what we would call like a tree branch. Right. So this branch is going to break. Now, it could break up or down. That's always the key. Right. But the farther this stretches out, the bigger the move is going to be, whichever way it decides to go. But again, notice where we stopped today, right exactly where we probably should have. And now, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But there's no real urgency to get short this either. But I'm just saying that if you really have the need, then, you know, go ahead. Now, here, this one is not one I'd want to buy either, though. If I was going to make a trade here, it would be from the sell side. But I'm not, you know, again, I'm not really all hepped up on doing that either. But here is, this does look a little bit weaker. And based on the back-to-back blow-offs here, to me, it looks like it could break to the downside. And if there's any whiff of problems with the tax plan, this will collapse. You know, collapse. I mean, you know, go down a couple percentage points. But again, right now, I don't see the need to really rush in here. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me at the moment. Oil. Yuck. Do I have to look at this? I had to admit on live TV on Bloomberg today that I'm stuck. I'm short and I'm stuck. All right. So here you go. We broke out on Friday. All right. Now, from a breakout standpoint, the volume was fair, right? But this is also very much manipulated right now. And I think it was more of a short squeeze. Now, I'm not going to advocate us selling anymore. However, I did stay and will stay short, okay? This, I don't believe what's going on here. Now, I will get out. I have an exit point, which is higher than this, obviously. But I don't see this, and I'm pretty heavily short here, and will hold on for dear life waiting because, again, to me, this is A, manipulated, and B, we haven't even made it back to the highs that – when they started this whole manipulation pattern, right? This was started, you know, by OPEC and the Saudis saying, you know, we need to get higher prices, and they tried to get the frackers involved. I'm going to have to believe from a fundamental standpoint that the frackers are gearing up right now, and the shale producers are gearing up right now to go ahead and lay away and take this, you know, $54 in the futures market and start pushing them oil out again. And because of the fact from another, and again, I'm not a big fundamental guy, but from another fundamental standpoint, we got a 200-year supply of oil at least, and that's if we don't do anything to better ourselves with fuel efficiency. So in the meantime, that's about, you can see where about my exit's going to be. It's around 56. If they go that high, then I'll have to just take my losses and move on. But in the meantime, I think that this is going to come to an end here, and we'll see. Again, this is not, it's not as good as it was when it was working perfectly. Now there's a decision to be made, so we'll have to watch it closely. But for now, I'd put, if you're not in, you know, then, you know, 55 or 56, you could take a stab at it and just use a stop of, you know, about a buck, which is not a cheap trade. But we'll see how it trades. I prefer to be more neutral right now because I'm only in because I'm in. And, you know, I've done well in the trade overall, but now I'm sure I'm going to be put to a decision. And I do have my exit in play, so I will. And I know a lot of people want to short this, and I will see if the short squeeze wears off. And that's something that we have to watch for. All right, the bonds. Oh, no, gold is next. I have to remember my alphabet. All right. Golf Charlie. All right. So gold has been, you know, pretty interesting, as you might imagine. Notice how it's held perfectly on the bottom here. Now, it looks like 1280 is going to now act as a little bit of resistance. We thought it was a buy, and it went down to 1270. But I'm thinking that to me, the drop dead area is 1260. And I'd be a buyer at 1270. And I would also now be a seller at about 1310 or so, back at the top of this range. I think we'll probably stay in this range for a little while. Again, as we work down to the end of the year, and of course we are working towards jobs as well. So I don't look for a lot of big moves unless there's some major panic, which, listen, one thing we know about the markets, they don't announce themselves. So we don't know whether or not there's going to be something that's going to come out in the next, you know, 3 or 4 days or in the next 3 or 4 months. So, but based on the pattern here, 1270-ish to 1310, I would trade either side right now. But I do have a long bias in gold. But again, when I'm trading it, you know, either side, I will, you know, use the futures market or GLD. And when I'm owning it, I just own it in physical. So I don't even count the physical when I own it. The bonds. Zulu Bravo. All right. So the bonds broke, right? Exactly from where we thought they would break. And they came right down to about where I said, 150. There you go. There's my line from last week. All right. Now, this is a dead. This to me is a dead cat bounce, a short covering rally. And I think that, you know, we get the 153, we're selling for sure. I think for my spec trading futures service, I think we'll probably be selling tomorrow morning. I think, you know, we covered today from being short and got stopped out at 51.25. And I'm thinking that we'll probably be somewhere around 52.5 to 53. And that's where I'd be a seller again. That would be this is a perfect, what you would expect, a rally. And when you start to see a rally that is this sharp, okay, and this straight up, and look at how little the volume here is as well. This usually indicates that this is just a short covering rally.
And of course, that's one of the things that we look at is, you know, what type of rally or what type of sell-off are we seeing? And in the bonds, it looks like a short covering rally. So we're looking to be short again. And, you know, again, it's understanding the dynamics behind the market. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, if you're not getting my daily updates every day, they're free. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com and sign up. It pops right up for you. In the meantime, excuse me, don't forget to download the show every single day at LibertyTalk.fm, The Bubba Show. And, of course, you can also get the Sporting Edge there. And we're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be right back with more on Halloween Tuesday. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, we're coming right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Back to the Trick or Treating Hour. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz on Halloween, and this is Tuesday, excuse me, October 31st, and of course we're getting some education and talking about markets and what we expect, and of course don't forget tomorrow is supposedly the big unveiling of the tax plan, and of course Friday's the jobs number, but let's get back to what we're doing, and here we go.
And of course the euro currency. This is directly central bank intervention. All right. This is not natural. I mean, it's fine, but this is central bank intervention. This dropped 2 cents, which I said is $2,500, a contract, for two contracts, which is ridiculous. But again, that's what it is. We're not going to tell the markets what they're supposed to do, but this was direct manipulation. And, you know, you came down to 116. Now I would assume that we'll probably see a rally back up to, you know, to test that 118 and a half again, which I would be a seller again. We might be a seller sooner, but I don't think we're going to get there that fast. Again, I think some of these markets, this one included, will be more subdued during the week because, again, you got the jobs number coming out at the end of the week. So typically we don't get huge movement in front of the jobs, especially in a market that doesn't have any volatility to begin with. So for now, if you were someone who said, you know what, I want to take a chance to buy it. I mean, I think buying it at about 116 is probably a pretty good buy right now. All right. I think you'll get that pop up. Now, whether it's a quick one or takes time, that I don't know. But I don't think we're going to go much lower here until we do some work back to the upside. So I would watch for that. And, of course, the British pound, we just can't quite get back to where we want to get back in. We're still looking for 130. All right. You know, now I may change this. If this continues to hold here, it may 131 may have been the bottom. Again, that's, we can't be exact, but now we're starting to see this pattern develop again and hold. So we'll watch it again. No urgency to get in here. So I'll be watching this. And then, of course, the VIX, the poor little VIXie here. See, this is what we don't like, this big spike up on Wednesday. And then, of course, immediately collapsed and then went all the way down. And then today is up a little bit. You know, there is no volatility in this market. This is the bigger issue of what we've got going on. It's very quiet. It's very subdued. And, you know, until we see some volatility come back in. And again, I'm not thinking that, you know, it'll happen this year now. I mean, we may have some sell off days, but I don't think we're gonna get any sustained volatility now. You know, if you remember, if you go back to 08, you know, after October, volatility peaked at the end of October in 08. And it spent the rest of the 6 months before it made an actual bottom in the market going lower. So I don't expect anything here. I do believe that, you know, that around 9 will be around the lows. I don't think it's going to go much lower than that, but it does make trading a hell of a lot tougher when it is down here. So we'll watch it and see what's going on, but it doesn't look great at the moment. Okay. Earnings manipulation. This is one of the things that really pisses me off. You know, I hate this under promise and over deliver because to me it creates a buying frenzy, which is fine. I mean, listen, it didn't hurt us. But again, that's more of a spoofing trick, and you've heard the stories on spoofing. And if you over deliver, and then there's only one asset class to go into, I think that it becomes more of a problem. And this is one of the things that bothers me, is when you continue to lower the expectations, and then the markets explode on these expectations. Really, what you're doing is you're trapping a lot of innocent retail investors that have no clue, and they chase these stocks up. And I think that can only be bad for everybody. We do have jobs on Friday. Now, you know, what does it mean? Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, right now, nothing means anything. Right now, the markets are still poised to go higher. The dip buyers are still in full control. They still want to buy. So to say that it's going to mean something, now, I suppose it was really bad. You know, I mean, the jobs numbers have been horrible for, I don't know how many years now. All right. You know, and President Trump, he can tell me how good they are. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down, the proof is in the pudding, and the debt keeps going higher. That means that people aren't making enough money. That's what it really means. As we talked about this early, the guys plead guilty. Listen, I don't think this has anything. I don't think that this has obviously, or not obviously yet, but I don't think they have any effect on the market. I don't think that anybody really cares. I think that's one of the things is what difference does it make? These things were well before the presidency. So we'll see if it means anything. Today was right. We had a little bit of a tax statement. And of course, the markets immediately fell apart. Now, you know, is that a test balloon? You know, one of the things, you know, I think is funny and I think is interesting is that many times, you know, and I think the Fed did this for a couple of years, is they'll test something and kind of put it out there and, like, you know, kind of leak it to the press kind of thing and kind of get a market reaction. And then they'll make their final decision because, you know, we're supposed to see the tax plan on Wednesday. So maybe this was one of the things they're working on, and they snuck out a story to kind of get a reaction from the market. Now, in the big scheme of things, an 80-point sell-off in the Dow is not what we would call a major catastrophe. But, everybody gets all panicked. You know, the market was almost unchanged, and, oh, my God, it was down 80. I mean, it's only a 23,000-point index. My God. The RSI, the relative strength in index and S&P, has been overbought extreme. Understand that it is rare occurrence. As opposed to the signal 5.5 plus a correction as of a couple of trading ago, we had 16 straight days of being. You are correct. You know, you are always on top of your game. I must say that. Okay, I only wish you could have taught my son how to play the piano, because I'm sure you were a great teacher there as well. You are correct, and I mean, if you look at, you know, the Bollinger Bands, for example, I mean, we've been overbought for months. But again, that's another story, right? We know where we are, and we know what's supposed to happen, but you need to have it start to happen before you want to get too heavily involved. Now, this would be a warning sign to me, and this is that SoftBank dropped the effort to merge Sprint and T-Mobile. Now, not that they mean anything, but again, you're starting to see maybe some people pull back a little bit, and that becomes a potential concern, you know, just in general. Okay, again, by itself, it doesn't mean anything. But in a big picture, it might mean something. Here, $63 trillion of world debt. There's how it lays out. Of course, we've got the big slice because we're the biggest. But look, our debt to GDP is 140%. I mean, again, how are you gonna grow your way out of that one? These guys think they can borrow their way out of that debt, and that's, I think, the problem. But of course, again, that's what we're going at. That matters when they decide it matters, okay? Right now, it doesn't matter. Remember, the housing crisis, it didn't matter. Nothing matters until they, which is whatever, right? It's always they. And nothing matters until it matters. And that's one of the problems. Now, the things that you should be taking away from these markets right now is that nobody does care, okay? Everybody is unbelievably complacent, okay? Everybody's got to a point where we can only go up. And so far, they're right. But again, these are times when, you know, it's, and I'm not telling you not to be in the market, because I'm in. I have not sold one thing the whole time. All right. I've been short a couple of times. I've lost somebody sometimes being short. I made something short, but, you know, I've traded it from the, as a trader, in the short term, I'm trading it from the short side. But as far as my long-term core positions, I don't sell those, right? Because I know the market goes up over time, and I can hedge it anyway. So, but my point is that, you know, you don't want to just dump everything because you think the top's in, all right? You want to work yourself into a position that you can help protect what you have long-term so you don't have to get out and then deal and trade in the short-term, right? Because here, this is U.S. homes have never been more unaffordable. Now, what do you think is going to happen if they're unaffordable now? All right. What's going to happen if interest rates go higher? I mean, they're already going higher, right? We've seen when the bonds go down, interest are going up, and the 10-year almost pushed 2.5 last week, and the 30-year almost pushed 3%. Now, again, what does that mean? It just means that, you know, that housing prices are going to fall lower because it's really not a true value proposition. It's an interest rate proposition. It's can I afford the monthly payment? That's what it comes down to. And Schiller, Kay Schiller, Robert Schiller says that housing prices have never been more unaffordable. Now, again, I don't know that to be factual, but again, I'm not surprised, and it wouldn't change my mind. I mean, I don't have any idea if he's right or wrong. He is pretty smart, but you know, I don't know what the movement is, because you get a lot of quirky numbers out of these government numbers, which are never right, but you know, they're always adjusted later. All right, here's my group of guys, right? So this is the guy that's going to get it because he's just like her. Maybe they're, you know, she was like Bernanke, and this is a combination, all right, of all of them. Taylor's the guy who should get it because he's the only hawk on the board. This guy, Kashkari, is a nut. I don't even think he's a voting member yet from Minnesota. And you know, Gary Cohn's not getting it. So, you know, but according to most, and especially according to me, they don't know what they're doing anyways. What difference does it make? You know, you can't continue to try to borrow your way out of debt. That is a problem, right? By creating more debt, what are you going to do? You can't continue to try to reborrow and push yourself out of debt by borrowing more money, which is what they've done forever here. I mean, how else do you think we got over $20 trillion? Yes, I know, and a lot of people blame it on Obama, and listen, I did not like Obama, but at the end of the day, the debt is not totally his responsibility. Just like the market rally shouldn't be credited for. Just like what we're calling the Trump rally, Trump shouldn't be credited for right now. The credit, if anybody wants to credit anybody for this, is the credit goes to the Federal Reserve for making the money so cheap to let all these companies buy their stock back, and then forcing everybody into one asset class. So it'll probably be Powell. It's a pretty good bet, which will mean.
This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after.
10 miles from town, and I just broke down. 10,000 beers in 28 years.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And we're doing some good stuff and listening to some stuff. And make sure that you check out patreon.com/Bubba's Trading. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Bubba's Trading. Help my high schoolers. Let's keep the program going. Let's get to 30,000 high schools. Anyways, let's get back to what we're talking about, and here we go.
Each 1% rise in interest rates adds $1.6 trillion to the 10-year deficit program, projection. They're devaluing the dollar and lowering the debt. Well, that, of course they're devaluing the dollar. That's the whole key, all right? I say this all the time, which is why Bitcoin is becoming such a big play here. The devaluation of the dollar is like they're offering or they're issuing a secondary on the cash that you have in your pocket, which is why it can't be in your pocket. It needs to be working all the time. But one of the things that's making these cryptocurrencies so hot, and especially Bitcoin, is that, you know, bubble or not a bubble, and I don't know if it is or it's not. Okay. I know the technology of the blockchain is not. The blockchain is a tremendous technology that is going to be used pretty much worldwide. Is Bitcoin in a bubble? Well, you know, I'm sure it's got some selling coming in, but I don't know that it's in the bubble that everybody wants to make it out to be. I think that a lot of the bankers are afraid of it because it could replace a lot of the things that we do. All right. It could actually put a lot of banks out of business because, again, if we don't need their money and we don't need them to clear the transactions, then it's not a good situation for them. Now, you know, blockchain, gold and gold like peanut butter and chocolate. Well, you know, there are some of the cryptocurrencies that are backed by gold. Okay, there's some that are backed by silver. Some are backed by, I don't know what the hell they're backed by, whatever. But again, and I'm not telling you to go out and buy Bitcoin or any of them. I'm just saying that I do believe that somewhere in the future, there will be an alternative currency. Somewhere in the future, there's going to be a separate system of monetary handling. And I do believe that Bitcoin and some of those have actually taken away some of the money from gold. And I think that them being backed by gold might be just a ticket to make it real. But one thing you know about the Bitcoin is it can't be controlled by anybody. It's strictly run on the free market. You know, it's a 24-hour a day trading 7 days a week market that is strictly by bid offer. So government can't track better. Government can't track anything. They can track debt. All right. That's their, they know how to create debt and track debt. And if you're a conspiracy theorist and you have ever read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, you can see what the Fed had in mind, which was to basically break the middle class and take all the money, which is one of the things I always worry about when they keep destroying cash, because they'd like to have a cashless society so you can't track anything. During a melt-up, usually strong bullish market until it crashes. Just have to know when to get out or time to hedge. Well, you should always be hedged. So that wouldn't be, then you wouldn't have to think about when to be hedged. See, that's one of the things that I believe. It's just easier to always be hedged, and then you never have to think about when to be hedged. Again, if you can time the market when to hedge, then you don't have to hedge. If you're that good at timing, you know, then you don't have to worry about anything. But of course, that's what people thought in 87. That's what they thought in 01. You know, look, there's no way to beat the market by trying to time it. You can only beat it by being prepared for what the inevitable is going to be. Richard Fisher, he'd be good Fed, but he's done. He got fed up with all that stuff, Richard Fisher. I know Danielle DiMartino Booth, who worked with him. And, you know, he just got really fed up with this whole thing. And, of course, they're comparing this to Tulip Mania. I don't know. Again, Tulip Mania was a frenzy of people buying tulip bulbs. Here, people are actually trading Bitcoin, and they can actually use it to buy goods and services. So I don't know. I don't put it in that category. But, again, I don't say that it can't collapse. It's one of those things that could actually be used because it's being used now. You know, a lot of companies take it as payment. So, you know, it's not, you know, you're not investing in a tulip bulb and hoping it goes to a billion. You're actually buying something that you can actually buy something else with and trade it. So a little bit different. But again, I'm not saying that it's not a bubble because it certainly is pricey. And I certainly would expect to see some sort of selling pressure. But we did sell off from 6,000 the first time to 2,900. And now we're back flying up again. So we'll see. Again, could be a little bit of the fear of missing out. A bunch of reasons why. And eventually it'll play itself out. But again, I still do believe that the cryptocurrency has a place. I just don't know what it is yet. And I don't totally understand all of it yet. Hedge funds are pieing in the beef. Another sign, you know, I know most of you don't follow cattle, but I do. But it was up today, almost limit. And I texted out about an hour before the close when it was up limit. I said, this is probably coming off. And this is probably the top here. And this is another sign. When you start seeing headlines, there was a story on the news on corn today and this on beef. That's usually a sign that they're both getting ready to reverse, which means I would think corn would be going higher and people start to go lower. Roger Stone banned from Twitter for attacking CNN. There's our First Amendment, once again, at work. The Russian dossier, dam is breaking. Does anybody have an opinion on this whole thing? I'm just curious. I just think it's interesting, and I do think it's more interesting that the Clintons took $145 million. And I do think it's interesting that Russia got the uranium. And I do think it's interesting that they did pay, the DNC did pay something like $6 million for some report. So I don't know. Just curious if anybody got an opinion. The fading scent of the American dream. Look, throughout this whole thing, and you know, if you've been with me long enough, the rich are supposed to get richer. I have no problem with that. But there's supposed to be a time where it does actually benefit and the middle class at least join in the party. And I don't think that's been the case through this entire Fed plan. I don't think we've had any trickle down, basically. Yes, your 401ks, your IRAs, they've done fine. But the actual everyday life, I don't think we've seen a lot of great growth in small business and things that really, because small business is the number one employer. The Clintons have been guilty at the beginning of time. Clintons are guilty of treason. I always know who's on what side. Anytime Trump, I can always tell, right? Hey, listen, again, it is what it is. why stock market bulls should be wary of the rising tide of earnings shenanigans. And that's, again, just kind of what we say. You know, I don't know. I don't like it. I would just like to have the straight story. I don't like these tricky stories that you have to kind of always read into. You know, it's the market expectations. You know, now you've got market expectations plus what do they really try to do? And of course, the yield curve. This is a problem. This is a definite problem, and it's the flattening of the curve. Again, we've talked about it before. It's the way that interest rates are supposed to be. You know, let's say they're supposed to be divided by 1% each. That's not the right number, but let's just say. But they're squeezing in now, so the division is not that great, and that's never a good sign. Every time the yield curve collapses or flattens or inverts, which it has done on occasion, markets break. So the collapsing of the yield curve is not a good bullish sign, which I don't understand why these economists continue to talk that crap, because they're wrong. They've always been wrong. I mean, they can tell me 10 years from now why, but I can tell you now that this is not a good sign. Now, it's not a sign to run out and short the market and sell everything. It's just a sign to be, hey, be prepared. Understand what can happen from here. And the markets are all about magic. You know, look, Mario Draghi smiling away. Again, it is a manipulated market right now. I mean, not that it never was before, but it's more now because, again, it just comes down to the money. Okay, who can afford it and where can you go? And, you know, unless you're like a real estate buyer, you know, basically the only way to really compound your money right now is through the stock market. Okay, and of course, tomorrow's Halloween. Halloween, happy Halloween. And let's look at some stocks. Enough of my moaning.
And of course, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, it is Halloween. Make sure you check those candy bars. And don't eat too many. You get sick. Don't forget to go to BubbaTrading.com and get Bubba's daily update every day. I mean, I email it right to you. It's free. Go check it out. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm is the place you need to go for to download the show every day. And of course, the Sporting Edge on the weekends and for all your other content. And again, remember, it is Halloween, and let's help our high schools out. And you can help me out by going to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading, and look to help contribute. And we can grow this from 300 high schools to 30,000, which is our goal to get them all, because we do give it away free. So check it out, and everybody have a great day. Enjoy Halloween. Don't get a bellyache. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station, right here on the Bubba Show at LibertyTalk.fm. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you later, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.